Oh, I'm going to take it to my grave. Oh, geez, don't say that. Oh, my God, that grave could be there today. Creativity is an addiction. Your mind says things to you. It doesn't want to say things to you. It prepares you for, and it totally takes away from you. Creativity is an addiction because you were born with it and you can't live without it. So build a relationship up with it. Unplugged, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. What's going through your mind today? What's happening inside there? Do you try to keep it under control? How do you hide what it is that you're thinking? What you're fearing? What you're doubting? Do you have yourself on a guilt trip today? Are you standing somewhere and it's like there are people all around me with masks on, but I feel so alone? Where are you in your thoughts? Are you allowing your thoughts to take over you? Those deep ones, the ones that are keeping you awake at night. Rather than practicing meditation or prayer, you would rather sit there on the sofa or in the bed, at work, in the front seat of the car, and create a story that's probably never, ever going to happen. Yet your mind is being given permission to give it that straightforwardness, that it thinks that it knows what's happening with this uncertainty, this pandemic, the riots, the political election, the oncoming depression in this nation when it comes to finances. What's going on in the existence of your mind? Do you have the strength to reach over there and say, no, I'm in control? Hey, it's Arrow. I'm a daily writer, a chronological walk through an everyday world. That's what we do on The Daily Mess. I document life and all that comes after. You know, I talk about being mindfully present in the now. It's a very difficult place sometimes, this place called now. And learning how to deal with it is probably one of the biggest challenges that we all face. How do we deal with the now? We can go to the smartphone. We can read the headlines. We can go to television and watch all these evil TV shows because they're talking about subjects that, you know, that you don't want to deal with. But you're looking for that escape. You're looking for that runaway place. Dealing with the now. How do we deal with the now? It's sometimes the greatest and worst thing at the same time. This is The Daily Mess. The existence of my thoughts are wide open and oftentimes too close to the edge. Can I say that again? Because I want you to think about that. I know I'm not alone here. Because when I write, I don't think about myself. I just freeform. I allow, you know, stream thinking to be the streets. The existence of our thoughts are wide open and oftentimes too close to the edge. We never step onto social media and display the expected unless we know what's going to be happening on the other side. And sometimes we don't agree with what it is that we have posted, and yet it's something that we have felt in the moment. I'm so guilty of that. That when I see that other people are hurt, I want to fight for that team. When I see that people are, you know, championing their life, I want to cheer for that team. I want to say something. You know, Lord knows that leaders of countries feel the same way about the existence of their thoughts, how wide open they are, and oftentimes they're too close to the edge. We deal with that every single day. People react on the other side of what you post on social media, and it truly gets us in areas of disbelief, because there is a disconnection. We all agree with that. We don't all have to agree. We're all snowflakes on this planet. You know, sure, there's indifference. And we've done that, but it doesn't mean that we have to be destructive. Sure, we use our words, and we're wordsmiths that realize the strength of thought and how we can blend it into the bones of a passerby and turn them into monsters as well. But why would we want to make a choice like that? Why would we want to do that? You know, I know it gets tiring to motivate and to inspire people to become greater at what they do. If you only knew how many people look at me and say, shut up. Shut up. I'm just not in the mood for your reasons of wanting to be greater than what you were yesterday. Just shut up. I sometimes don't like it when I openly speak on social media, but I do it anyway. To have a presence. For what reason? I don't know. I don't know. Because back in the 70s and 80s and even 90s, we didn't have this form of thinking. But then again, people would always stand around and go, what's on your mind? What are you thinking about today? They would judge you without even sharing words. Our feelings are easily injured by our own words. How many times have you posted something and went in there and taken it down? Or you've kept it up there just to say, this is how I feel, man. This is what's going on inside of me now. I can't be alone here. And maybe 1% of the time you're not alone. Are you going to admit to it? Because I will. Life hurts. Life hurts. But my dad would look at me in the eyes right now and say, I didn't tell you it wasn't going to hurt. Where would you pick up that life was supposed to be easy, my man? Where life is supposed to hurt. It's what shapes us. Why should we lie about it, man? Life and everybody in it makes it worse sometimes because the decision makers with an invisible agenda are out there with no answers. They just say things and we have to abide by them. Do it because I said so. And that's a dad comment right there. My dad would say that all the time. I told you to do it. Why? Because I said so. And it just seems like that's the way of the world these days, is that we're being told to do things, and no matter how much we want to say no, we have to. It gets old, being told where to grow. It's a mind-blowing experience to say something and not be heard. That, to me, is social media. When you post something up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, I don't know where you put your stuff at, but when you put it out there, you're saying something and you may not be heard. You're never going to be heard unless you physically put your voice on something like this and people hear you. So when you put your words out there on social media, your thoughts, that emotional escape that you had, something that really could be very empowering or powerful in the way of helping to lift someone's life, and they look at your post and they say, what the hell is wrong with you? Where'd that thought come from? God, that was just not good. What do you do when somebody comes back with that? And really all you were trying to do was say, look, I'm one of you. We're all going through this together. I just was sharing a thought. And they on the opposite side don't see it. They don't see it. They don't hear it because they can't hear your emotions in words that you share. Which sometimes I have to deal with when it comes to this daily writing. It's all in journals. I deal with it every day and I've been doing it for 26 years as a daily writer. To go back to it, and I have to sit here and try to tap into the energy that writer was doing, and I'm not always going to get right, and I'm so afraid that one day I'm going to meet up with that writer on that particular day, and he's going to say, you got it wrong. You got it wrong. That's not what I was trying to say. But when you do that, then people say, oh, you're attacking me now? Oh, well, then I think I'll disconnect from you. And I think that's what today is. It's all about the disconnections and the connections and the connections and the disconnections and the continuations of a disconnection connection. The existence of my thoughts are wide open and oftentimes too close to the edge. I'm Errol, and that's The Daily Mess.